Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, as the Man of Steel undertakes a gigantic task in the North Atlantic, Jimmy Olsen, Poco, and their Eskimo friends stand in great need of his help. We'll learn why in a moment. But right now, let's look in on a discussion between Dan McCullough and Eddie.
Say, Eddie, how many Pep model planes did you say you had?
I've got five, Dan. Three American and two British.
Well, that ought to be enough. Now, I'd like to test you on a couple of questions, Eddie, and see if you've really been studying those models.
Well, jeepers, Dan, I don't know if I can give you all the technical stuff.
Oh, don't worry, Ed. These are mostly observation questions.
Oh.
Now, are American planes marked with a blue star on a white circle or a white star on a blue circle? Think hard.
Well, golly, I don't... Yes, I do know. It's a white star on a blue circle. I remember noticing it on my Pep model of a Liberator bomber.
Good for you, Eddie. Now, how about trying this one? Does the rudder of an American plane carry any marking?
The rudder? Well, there are insignia on the wings and the fuselage, but I don't think there are any on the rudder.
On the back. What's more, you don't have to send in a single penny for these nifty models. Not even a box top. There's a plane in every Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. Trapped by a band of armed men, Jimmy Olsen and Poco, the little Jessica from the planet Utopia, lock themselves in Poco's space shell. Discovering two cans of a mixture of gasoline and liquid oxygen in a compartment of the space shell, Jimmy poured them into the fuel tank, and the great plastic ball rocketed high into the skies. A short time later, a farmer reported seeing the shell in flight, and Superman streaked to the scene. But meanwhile, whirling through the clouds thousands of miles away, Jimmy and Poco heard the motors falter, then die, and the space shell began plummeting down. As we continue now, far north in the frozen Arctic region, a dark-skinned young Eskimo and his sister are trotting beside a sled drawn by four dogs. Listen.
Mike, you! Mike! Mike, you! Mike! Hey, Mike!
What's that?
Mike!
I know, yes. It is very cold. But soon we will be at igloo. Mike! Mike, son! Mike, you! Mike!
Oh, Jack, look!
Where?
There to the right. The sun is falling from the sky.
What say you?
There.
Hey, hey!
There! To the right!
Something falls indeed! Speak out foolishly. It is not the sun. Look, it falls a great snowbank. Mike, you! Mike! We must go and hurry and see you.
We do not go, Utak.
Hey, we go. We must learn what it is.
Something great and round it was, like the sun.
You speak like child. Were the sun to fall, all the world would be destroyed.
I fear it. A great round thing hurtling from the heavens. Better perhaps we tell the new master.
Those evil ones, we tell nothing. Now cease your woman chatter. We approach the snowbank. Hello. I look. Stop then. Stop. Quick, Nulia. Fetch me the snow knife.
Hey, Utak, but I do not like it.
Snow knife, I say. And something for you to dig with, too.
Here then, Utak. And I have my own knife.
Dig then. Now, it's still here, in the snowbank.
I am afraid.
Afraid? Our father who trusts us to yet save him and our people would hang his head in shame to hear his daughter speak so.
But this is something not natural.
And we shall discover. A dig, I say. It is here. Now, quickly, Nulia. Clear the snow away.
Hey, my father. It's frozen. As if we strike glass.
See, it emerges now. Something great and round. Hurry, Nulia.
I hurry. Oh, Tuck, look.
But here, there's water.
Kabluna. Two Kabluna.
Hey, two white men. And a great glass ball.
Kubla? What can this mean?
Luana. I do not know.
A young one and a small, fat one.
Hey.
They are dead.
Oh, they must be. Wait. The young one seems to move slightly. Look, Julia. There's a panel which flies here, such as our evil masters have in their ships which fly.
It is bolted within.
The bolt has almost slid full back. I think I can free it with my knife. There. See, it begins to move. So, the panel is free.
What do I do?
Why did you stop, Ethan? Open the panel.
No, no. Wait.
But the Kabluna may still be alive.
I just thought. These Kabluna may be the same race as our evil masters. Come to bring us Muriel.
I think not.
How can we tell? Better to take no chances but to let them freeze here in the snowbank.
That would be a sin, Utak. Besides, the faces of these two Kabluna look not like those of our masters.
Well, that may be true, but...
They know kind, not evil. They may still be alive. Let us try to aid them.
You have a soft heart, my sister.
And so have you.
It has grown hard since the...
Hey, don't see them.
Oh, that's funny.
Wait a minute. Maybe Swanson doesn't know Jim.
Sure, I know Jim Olsen.
You do?
But I don't see him here. I look for Poco to get my snow shovel back. I look out here, a ring bell in your house. Then you snow, I hear somebody here, and they come look for Poco again.
What do you make of this, Kent?
Can't figure it out. Mr. Swanson, you say you just came from the hardware store?
Yeah, Martin's hardware store.
Martin's, that's right next to the drugstore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what are you driving at, Kent?
Just a minute, Chief. You didn't happen to look into the drugstore, did you, Swanson?
Yeah. A stop-in drugstore to buy pipe tobacco.
And Poco and Jim weren't there?
No.
No, something terrible's happened to them.
Not necessarily.
Then where are they? Oh,
well...
And where's that confounded space shell? Who took it away in the moving van?
We'll find out. Mr. Swanson, did you happen to notice the name on the moving van?
That's right, that's right. Did you, Swanson?
No, I don't see name.
Oh, doggone it, why didn't you?
Because he didn't, that's why. Come along, Chief.
Come along where?
Into your house. Thanks very much, Mr. Swanson.
You're welcome. Take me snow shovel now, please, yeah?
Sure, sure. Go ahead, Swanson, and thanks.
You're welcome.
We'd better call the police at once, Kent.
I want to call the office first.
The office?
Yes, Jim and Poco might have gone there. Jim was afraid you were going to have Poco committed to an insane asylum.
And that's what I should have done in the first place.
Oh, gee.
He's got Jim in trouble, Kent. Now, mark my words.
You've got no reason to say that.
Well, I can feel it in my bones.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here, here.
They don't wear horns. They don't wear wings. And James, they look like human things.
How feel you, Kabluna?
Oh, what did you call us? My sister spoke the Eskimo word, meaning white man.
Oh, well, Eskimo? Gee whiz, are you Eskimo?
We are. I am Utah, and my sister is known as Nulia.
I never heard of an Eskimo. Meet us perchance a man of snow.
Hey, hey. And who are you?
Oh, I'm Jim Olsen.
My name is Poco, and...
Listen, if you're Eskimos, and... Well, this looks like an igloo.
It is indeed our igloo.
So then, sleeping lizards. We must be way up north someplace.
You are beyond even the King William Land, in the region known as the North Pole.
What? The North Pole?
Enough of speech now. You have been injured and asleep a long time. Now you shall have hot tea.
Hot tea? That sounds very good to me.
One moment while I pour it.
Good, Nulia. It will give them strength in case it becomes necessary for them to leave quickly.
They cannot leave for a long time. They were badly shaken up. Here is the tea. Sip it slowly. It is hot.
Thanks very much, Miss Nulia.
And thanks from me for this lovely tea.
Drink it. Should our evil masters discover you here, you will need much strength.
Evil masters? Well, you said that before. What do you mean?
Those devils who came in ships with flies, with many guns.
So, friend James, the ugly dark one is he who spied on me in Mr. White's garage.
Make up your minds now. Do you come out by yourselves, or do we get you up?
But I tell you, Poco doesn't know the formula.
Oh, you want to play like that, huh? Okay, Hank. Go to work.
Uh-oh. One of them's got a hammer and chisel. He's going to force the hatch open. Have no fear. We're safe in here. Not if he gets the hatch open.
He can twist. He can turn. He can hammer. He can burn.
Oh, will you please stop rhyming and tell me what you mean in plain language, Poco?
As you say, okay. The material of which this space shell is made is another utopian secret. It cannot be shattered or cut through or even dented by any tool known to man.
Are you kidding?
Friend James, in sooth, I speak the truth.
Golly, I can't believe it.
Then look.
Look at what?
The man with the hammer and chisel.
Oh, he's given up. His chisel is all chipped. Look out, Poco.
What is it?
The dark man, the boss. He's pointing a gun at us.
Have no fear.
Hey, don't shoot. Don't.
You gonna come out?
Yes. Poco, open the hatch.
Friend James, keep cool. Do not be a fool.
But he's got a gun.
As you say, so what?
Now listen, Poco. I...
See, friend Jim, I laugh at him.
All right, wise guy. You asked for it.
Well, friend James?
Oh, jeepers. The bullets bounce right off.
Sad and sad, sad and sad.
But we've got to do something.
Oh, Doc, someone comes.
Go see Nulia.
Who do you think it is, Doc?
Luana.
Huh?
I do not know. Our masters are forbidden visiting.
Hey, Doc. It's the devils in their sled.
The Germans?
Hey, hey.
How many of them, Julia?
Six, and all with guns. Oh, Doc. They must have learned the Cabluda way.
Gosh. Now what do we do? I'm afraid we can do nothing. We are helpless.
That Jimmy Poco and their two Eskimo friends wait for the arrival of the Germans. We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, let's stand by for a timely question.
Say, gang, if you spotted a plane with a star for its insignia, could you tell what country it belonged to? Well, chances are it would be either American or Russian, because both these nations mark their planes with stars. But I'll bet that's no news to you if you've been getting models of Russian and American planes in your packages of Kellogg's Pep. You see, there's a really neat colored cardboard plane model right inside every package of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And among the planes you can get are two Russian models and eight American ones. Besides that, there are four British planes you can get. And gang, there are some mighty exciting planes in this collection. Ones like the big C-69 Army Transport, the British Sunderland Flying Boat, the Russian 118 Fighter Plane, and the British Lancaster Heavy Bomber. Best of all, you don't have to send in a single penny for them, not even a box top. There's a plane model inside every Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those crisp, golden whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which plane model you find inside. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Unaware of the danger Jimmy Olsen and Poco are in, Superman has arrived at the abandoned farm near Metropolis from which the space shell took off and is speaking to a farmer named Harry Simmons.
Yes, just like I told the sheriff here, I was driving to town on Round Ridge Road.
Yes, I know. I heard the whole story. You saw the space shell smash out through the roof of this barn. I know all about it, Mr. Simmons.
I thought I was dreaming. Big ball it was. Big glass ball.
Yes, so I heard. Was there anyone in it?
I couldn't say. It was gone so fast, but dang if I ever see anything like it in my life. If I hadn't heard on the radio how contraption like that was lost near here, I'd think I'd seen things.
Yes, I wouldn't blame you. Mr. Simmons, which way would you say the space shell went? Did you see it?
Which way?
Yes. Now think well before you tell me, because this is very important.
I don't have to think. Started toward Centerville.
Centerville.
Poised above the gigantic waves, Superman sees a Coast Guard Cutter Cartwright plunge beneath the icy waters, apparently beyond help even from the Man of Steel. Can Superman possibly do anything to save the seemingly doomed men and the vessel's captain, who possesses the only clue to the location of the space shell? What will happen now to Jimmy Olsen and Poco, and their Eskimo friends Utak and Nulia, sentenced to die by the secret German garrison near the North Pole? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode in the story of the space shell. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.